Trucking credit shows signs of improvement. The transportation segment at Canada's Bank of Montreal, BMO, has seen a significant improvement in its quarterly earnings, indicating a strengthening trucking market. The bank's first fiscal quarter ended January 31st, which accounts for about half of the three-month period, saw a notable increase in trucking rates. This trend is considered a strong indicator of trucking credit health, and BMO's numbers are closely watched by industry analysts. With this improvement, it appears that the worst period of trucking credit deterioration may be coming to an end. BMO's transportation segment has a client base predominantly oriented towards trucking, making its quarterly numbers a crucial gauge of the industry's credit situation. The bank's earnings report released on Wednesday showed no major changes in various areas, but the data clearly suggests that the worst is behind us. This is a positive sign for the trucking industry, which has been facing challenges in recent years. With BMO's strong quarterly numbers, it appears that improvements are underway. Gross impaired loans, a measure of all loans deemed at risk of not being repaid in full, declined to $563 million Canadian dollars, $411 million US dollars, from $585 million Canadian dollars in the fourth quarter of 2025. This represents a decrease of about 3% compared to the previous quarter. While this number is still higher than the $424 million Canadian dollars seen in the third quarter and $503 million Canadian dollars in the second, it indicates a gradual improvement in trucking credit health. The provisions taken by BMO, which are considered more forward-looking, plummeted to $39 million Canadian dollars from $57 million Canadian dollars in the fourth quarter. This significant decrease suggests that conditions have strengthened enough for the bank to reassess its risk exposure. The total provisions figure for fiscal 2025 was $196 million Canadian dollars, a decrease from $424 million Canadian dollars in the previous year. Net write-offs, where BMO removes loans as an asset from its balance sheet, fell to $24 million US dollars from $43 million US dollars in the prior quarter. This represents a decrease of about 44% compared to the previous quarter. The reduction in net write-offs is a positive sign for trucking credit health, indicating that the industry is becoming more resilient. However, allowances for credit losses rose to $77 million US dollars from $71 million US dollars, which may indicate some concerns still lingering in the market. Allowances are taken against problem loans and impact bank earnings, while provisions are considered more forward-looking. The increase in allowances suggests that BMO is taking a cautious approach to its risk exposure. The transportation book of business at BMO has continued to decline, with gross loans and acceptances falling to $12.42 billion US dollars from $12.98 billion US dollars in the prior quarter. This represents a decrease of about 3% compared to the previous quarter. The size of BMO's book of business in transportation was $15.6 billion US dollars in the fourth quarter of 2023. Despite rumors suggesting that BMO might be looking to sell its transportation unit, the bank is still actively engaging with its customers and participating in industry events. BMO has a strong presence at various conferences and often sponsors key industry events, such as the annual meeting of the Truckload Carriers Association. This suggests that the bank remains committed to supporting the trucking industry. The latest increase in allowances, combined with the reduction in gross loans and acceptances, resulted in a net book of business down to $12.34 billion US dollars from $15.6 billion US dollars in the fourth quarter of 2023. While this represents a decline, it suggests that BMO is taking a more conservative approach to its risk exposure. The data from BMO indicates that trucking credit is showing signs of improvement, and further growth may be on the horizon.